to where the pun button. And I thought to myself, I thought, man, I would be freezing if I was in that pun. But them ducks are just going under, getting a bath, whatever they're doing. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, he said, the elements don't bother them ducks. He said, that water's not cold to them ducks. He said, I created them for that element. He said, you're created in my image and my likeness. He said, and he said, if you'll be like those ducks, when pressure and troubles come, just let it roll off.
Yep.
Amen.
He said, you'll be like the ducks. He said, you can enjoy the element.
That's right.
So we as Christians, I believe, we've heard enough preaching to raise the dead. We've heard what we like, I believe, sometimes is experience. It's standing up in the middle of adversity and saying, I shall not be moved, like we sang it.
Yeah.
And I mean, take a stand and say, none of these things move me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not going to value my life more than the life of Jesus.
Ooh, that's good.
See, now we've had an onslaught of the enemy now for about 3 weeks, if you ain't noticed. That's that. Because like I've told him before, now it's up to you whether you have victory or not. You take the word of God, you feed on the word of God, and when you leave out of here, you out there doing your thing, and you singing the word of God, you thinking about the word of God, you got your mind on the word of God, you ain't got your mind on the things that is going on. This is how you build strength in times of adversity.
That's right.
We've had it on. Satan's attacked me ever since I got saved. That poor old brother Weston down there. They don't say that no more.
Amen.
They say, man, we need to model after that church. I'm putting this ceiling in right here. Told God, I said, I'll never borrow a dime and put the people under bondage where we have to make payments in church.
Right.
Now, our building ain't perfect, but it holds God in here. We get in here, don't it?
Amen.
Don't it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you know what? This guy, he'd been raised over there where they don't hear the word preached, but he done on that burnt age and bought the sound system, brother, most of it. And he said, how much money did you borrow? I was over there in that corner, and I got lines popped, and I was putting this ceiling in by myself. We didn't have a whole lot of people then. And I didn't let the elements stop me from the vision.
Amen.
See, you don't let the element stop you from your vision. I'm not just talking about ministry. I'm talking about your marriage. I'm talking about your finances. I'm talking about your future, your life. Hallelujah. You don't plan to fail.
That's right.
And you don't act like you are failing when you feel like you're failing.
Amen.
The Bible says that the just walk and live by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why everybody don't do it, though. See, it's easier just to give in and let whatever happens happen. That's how come a lot of folks are at home, still in bed this morning, because they're burnt out.
Yep.
Burnt out. Christians, burnt out. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
There's no reason for me to be burnt. If anybody should be burnt out, it should be the leaders.
Yep.
Right? Surely shouldn't be a church sitter. Come on, somebody. You can't burn Jesus out.
That's right.
If he's the candle in there on the inside, you won't burn out. You will burn, baby.
Amen.
You'll just burn with victory. Right. You'll burn on the inside with victory. And you ain't stopping till you get what you're burning on the inside with.
Amen. Good stuff.
Hallelujah. Ask the doctor Thursday. It took them things with that long, man. It got shoved up in my brain. I mean, no wonder I was pain. He pulled that out. Wasn't packing. It was some kind of stents, man. I mean, that baby. I said, are you going to dead me? I couldn't even touch my nose. And I told him, I said, I'm not a sissy, but I've been taking that oxycodone. He said, I told that nurse, I said, you going to dead me? Let me sleep before he pulled him out. I didn't even want to touch my nose, man. I mean, you know. And she said, we can't spray it in there with that in there. And I said, you ain't going to give me nothing? Well, you wouldn't work anyhow. And I thought, oh, my God. I had to take hold of those thoughts in Jesus' name.
Yep.
I started telling him when he come in there, man, he come in there, he got the amount, he said, we're going to clip one, we're going to pull it out. And I'm like, you ain't going to give me nothing? I'll give me a pair. I'm like, oh! I said, no wonder I'm hurting. Pull that other one out. And then he said, oh, that one closed back up a little bit. This is going to hurt a little. And I said, are you serious? He went, and scratched my nose out with it. Oh! I come out there and I'm thinking, victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the word. I sure couldn't stand on how I felt. I want to punch him. And I'm telling you, I did not want to give that offering after that ordeal. I'm telling you, Lord spoke to me not before. Now it's all gung-ho when he pulled him out there and he gave me the pain. I know he had some painkillers or something. I thought, man, I should have took a painkiller before I come an hour ago. You doped up where you go, yeah, I'm ready, baby. That stuff he give me is good. I started taking one this morning. I thought, I'm going to church. Good job, boy.
Are you hurting?
No, I wasn't hurt.
That's bad.
That's the way it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
I started to tell him when he got up there, listen, man, I had 30 and I was going to save them, but I had to take some of them cat things in my nose and write me another prescription where I could stop back up. I didn't know.
Amen. Praise God.
Shoot, I could sell them $30 a pop out here, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, smush them up, snort them. Don't get no idea. I've done it all, hallelujah. But I've got the best high that I've ever had in my life. And it is all the time. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
He is my pain medicine. I'm telling you right now, the Bible said that the word of God is healing to all of our flesh, hallelujah. But I've got to let it, Johnny. I've got to let the word be my pill.
That's right.
It don't work unless you take it.
Amen.
If Teresa gets too rowdy, I'm going to give her a glass. I'm going to fix her a glass of tea, Mac. Yeah. Yeah, baby, help me to put you out, baby. Yeah. Right there, honey. Daddy loves you. That's ugly. That's the devil in his
presence. Yep.
Now I'm being funny. I live a wonderful life. I have all kind of trouble all the time. And then I come here and find out you're garbage.
Right.
But you know what? My brother shut a church down running nearly 100 because he felt like it was an unending cycle. They come in, get them off the diaper and off the bottle and get them, and then they go back out and end up back on the bottle.
That's true, though.
And he quit. This ain't no one-ended cycle. We're going from one level of faith to another level of faith. One level of glory to another level of glory. If God be for us, who can be against us, the Bible says. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord that is in us.
Yeah.
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world.
Amen.
Well, I wish I felt like that all the time. Stop feeding.
Right.
So you've got to go from feeling Christian to believing Christian.
Amen.
You got to go from being in the fire, well, me, God, to Lord, are there any fire I need to go through for somebody? Bless God. I'll just go through, Lord. You've always brought me up. Just a change of mentality. I'm willing to go through for you, Jesus. I'm willing to stand for you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give me that Psalms. Zach. Give me that. Now, give me 1 Peter 4:8. Is it? I got it?
Yeah, 1 Peter 5.
5:8. Give me that one. Be sober, be vigilant. Because I'm not going to major too much on Satan. I only bring him up to bring how weak he really is. That's for our attention. But he's bad on my road. Take authority.
Amen.
And people around me, get your eyes off people around you.
Amen.
And get your eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
Get your eyes off your neighbor. I mean, I'm like they got shot over in the hood where I got some property. Poo, poo, look, man. And I'm down there working on my dozer and no target practicing straight at me.
Sorry.
I said, hey, it wasn't you. He knows what I'm saying, though. He lives in the same, he's got the same hood over there. I looked at her and said, hey! Oh, yeah. I said, man, shoot the other way. I'm over, I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry. Boom, boom. I'm like, order brought, I ought to get me a, what do you call them, M15s or whatever. Saw down a tree right beside their house with him. Talking to me. But you know what, praise God? Not one bit of fear. Why? Because the Bible says perfected love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. When you know that God's your shield, God's your buckler, praise God, you know that this Satan, he says he has a roaring lion. It don't say he's a roaring lion. God's people give him way more credit for things he's not even doing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. If somebody anytime you magnify anything, it gets bigger. I mean, Teresa can have a little attitude. I've experienced it, honey. She can have just a little attitude, not to where she's wrong or like that. Now I go through there. I mean, just like a little example this morning. I was in there taking me a short nap, and I heard her, Skitty! Skitty! She's in the shower. Man, I'm trying to nap before I go to church. Well, I get up early, cook breakfast and all my stuff, you know. And so she, I said, yeah, can you come kill this spider? I told her, I said, I'm trying to take a nap. You know, those thoughts right there, I could have started thinking, she could care less about me. Right. It's all about her.
Yep.
I'm in here trying to rest. I'm just giving you a scenario that could happen.
That's right.
And then the time I got in there, he went down in the vent. And she said, I'll get it when it comes out. And I'm thinking, well, why don't you say thank you for getting up off the couch? Thank you for coming in here. Thank you you didn't get the spider, but appreciate all the effort that you did to get in here. You know, my thoughts. Now, she was talking about thoughts. She didn't have no attitude or nothing wrong with what she did. I should have heard in there. Well, I didn't want to step on the spider that might bite me, Johnny. I'm naked nearly. Might jump on my leg. And so she had a toilet paper thing, got a little garbage can beside the commode, you know, and so she's got an empty toilet paper thing with some toilet paper stuffed in it, and it's laying on the sink. And so I get it off the sink, and I'm gonna smush the spider with it. And so when the spider went down the tube, the vent, well, then I just turned around, and I just threw the in the garbage. I mean, wouldn't you do that? Garbage. And she said, I turned around and she said, that's not where that come from. That was on the sink. I looked over there and I thought, that's her garbage. I said, oh, okay. So I get it out, you know. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, who does she think she is? Your adversary. The devil. Not Teresa.
That's right.
My adversary, the devil, just showed up in there. Trying to get something started in my house this morning, right before I go to church, right before I come preach, where I'll be all discouraged when he missed it.
That's right.
The Bible says, take the shield of faith that quenches. Bing, bing. We just got taught it in Sunday school. Bing, bing, bing. All the fiery darts of the devil.
Right.
Shield of faith. Ephesians 6. He says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I mean, the Bible is a powerful, powerful book to the believer, to the ones that surrender to the Lord, and the ones that surrender their will in times of temptation. And I've had people tell me, well, you just don't know how it feels. I don't have to know how it feels, sweetheart. Jesus knows it. And Jesus knows that he can take that pain and bring you into victory through that pain.
That's right, man.
It says, knowing this, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you what?
Suffer.
After that you go through that trial.
Right.
Some trials God ain't going to deliver me out of.
That's right.
Not going to do it.
Right.
Not going to do it. Why? Because he needs to be mature, established, strengthened, and settled.
Right.
I know this is not seemingly good news, but this is the way to get strong in the Lord. Stop complaining about your neighbor. Stop complaining about your husband. Stop complaining about your wife. Stop calling your kids little brats, little heathen, little monsters. You had them. And you've seen little kids before you got them. You knew what you was in for. You've been to the grocery store and seen them lay down half fit before you had one. I lived with 17 of them. 16 of them. So, see, he's not going to deliver us out of all the trials that comes our way. Trials are stepping stones higher, but not to everybody, to the ones that use it.
Right.
See, the Lord told me one time, he said, you can have faith and never grow. He said, if you put money, he'd give me this scenario. I could see me coming to church. I could see some people didn't have any money. And I went to their car and opened a glove box and I put money in there. And I didn't tell them about it. And they left here and I mean, the Lord is quickening me real quick on what I'm telling you. I'm telling you in seconds I can see what I'm saying. And don't tell them. They run out of gas before they get home. They got money. But they don't know it's in the glove box. And then the next thing I saw was me telling them. When they come to church, so I went out there and put some money. They don't run out of gas. They stop and get their loaf of bread, whatever they... Why? Because they utilize what they have. See, we can have the Word of God, have knowledge of the Word of God, but we got to take it out. We got to bring it out of our heart. Hallelujah. See, faith has action. Faith has corresponding action. Just say that me and Teresa, now we've been married 36 years, you know, long time. I wouldn't change it. If I know what I knew right now, I would change some things, but I would go back and pick her up and go date her and marry her and do the whole thing over. There would be some things I would do differently that I wouldn't allow to happen. But I would go and do it all over again with her, not nobody else. If something ever happened to her, I'm not available, period. I'm going to be like my mama. I'm going to die alone with Jesus and the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Nothing personal with y'all women. Y'all, and I guess Teresa may feel the same. I don't know. But you know what? See, the thing about it is God tries to get us to utilize the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Just a scenario. Just say that here, I can get fed up with being married. Don't tell me I can't. I see it every day. People have been married 60, 70 years. And get divorced. I see it all the time. Divorce used to be half and half. Half the way the world getting divorced, the church. And I thought, that's ridiculous. We got to change this. We've got to change this in the church to where you can't get Christians to get divorced. I don't care what happens. See, now I could say, and I've had the thought, I'm too old for this, to put up with her garbage now. I mean, you know. Y'all are quiet. Y'all ain't gonna tell the truth. Y'all don't have thoughts. I didn't say they was mine. I'm too old to put up with this. I work all the time. I built a fortune for her. And then she's blessed. Now all she wants is money. Money, money, money. I could get a divorce and start over and have more in a year. That wouldn't help two people. You know what? I mean, if I listened to that garbage, I could get a divorce. All I got to do is make up my mind that I'm tired of putting up with her and then her not even doing nothing. Don't have to be her doing nothing. I could turn away from the will of God, or I could take it and say, glory to God, somehow this is going to make me a better man, Lord. Somehow, I don't know how, but Romans 8:28 says, "All we know that all things work together for the good of those." Lord, I don't know how it's going to work if I stay with her, but somehow it'll turn out good.
Amen.
I've done that for years, and I wouldn't change anything. But well, her attitude every now and then, just a little bit. I need mine changed. God's still working on me. Read that Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Praise God.
Amen.
It didn't say he that abides in Jesus. There's a place. There's a secret place that's hid from the world.
Amen.
And really hid from those not pursuers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, I put it on Facebook about going to church. People like, he's always about church. Yeah, no way. Mm-hmm. That's why I get on your nerves.
That's right.
I'm about church. I'm for church. I'm like God. I'm relentless. I told somebody this morning, I said, I put on Facebook, I said, I think I'm going to stay on it for about 3 weeks. I'm going to flood Facebook. Church, 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 go to church. Why ain't you going to church? I give a bunch of reasons. I give reasons. You know, our clothes are dirty. It's the only time I've got to get rest. I've heard it all. Probably not all. They some new stuff. But I've heard more excuses than you can even imagine why people don't go to church. They ain't got no gas money. They ain't got no clean clothes. When you knew it was coming, why didn't you wash clothes?
That's right.
Well, my shoes were wet. When you knew it was coming, why didn't you drown? Well, I have my neighbors come over. Well, why didn't you tell them to go to church with you?
Right.
Well, that's from out of state. They knew you go to church, don't they?
Amen.
Come on, we're smarter than the devil.
Amen.
Well, I got my grandkids. Well, you knew it. Don't take them on Saturday night if they're going to keep you out of church Sunday. Just refuse them.
Amen.
Am I shocking y'all here?
No.
Surely not. I had a reason this morning. I didn't want to come to church either, Mac. You didn't? No, I didn't. I can't tell. I don't want my feelings.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Flea market looks good when I'm dry spiritually.
Right. That's right.
When I ain't kept my mind on the Lord all week, I'm like, good God, rent that cabin again in Gunnersville. I don't even have to go to church. There's churches all over Gunnersville. Went to Tennessee one time and told Trace, I said, find us a church. Then my next thought, we're on vacation. I thought, not from church.
Amen.
Flesh, you ain't going to start that down here in Mobile. Well, I was saying Florida, but we was in Alabama. People ask me where we're from, and I say Alabama. I didn't realize it. Teresa, she said, we're in Alabama. I said, are we? Feel like Florida. Moss in the trees down here.
Yep.
So I say, where are you from? Alabama, man. We're from Alabama.
Roll Tide.
I didn't realize it was in Alabama saying. Hallelujah. But you know what, praise God? God is raising up an army in this last day, and we're in it. We're part of it. That we can take some stuff. We're like Timex clocks or watches. We can take a look and keep on ticking. That's how they sold so many of them. They presented it that way, praise God. We're the soldiers of the Most High God. We can take some stuff. You can hurt my feelings tonight. You never know it, praise God. I can just give that thing to the Lord and let that element take me higher. And then before you know it, there ain't nothing can hurt my feelings because I've subdued my feelings and emotions and all of that. It's not on my show now. I'm in control in my spirit, man. What are we going to do when revival breaks out and God wants us to go 6 months every night to church?
Amen.
Oh, God, well, get ready. Every night we would, yeah, but when it breaks out and it's God, you don't want to be nowhere but in there. There's no better place. See, God wants us to take us into that place, that secret place, where we will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He's the only thing I've got. I've got a lot of things I can turn to, but none of them solid.
That's right.
I mean, I've got money to do what I want to do with now. But everything's not good for me to do.
Right.
That's where you're going. Right. Now my only thing is, let me get to church this morning so I can build them up. So that they realize when they go out that God that greater is He that is in them than He that is in this world. Not just in the church, Lord, but when they're on the job, hallelujah. When they're in the fiery furnace, Lord, when they go down and the image is trying to get them to bow, to defeat, Lord. But Lord, help me to be the instrument that you use, Lord, that they live in victory. Y'all women, when y'all washing dishes, put on some praise and worship music. Turn that secular music off. Have that preaching going on in your living room. Create an atmosphere for your man when he comes home.
Amen. That's right.
Don't let him come home. Oh, so and so sick and blah blah blah. And you're like, oh, if I just get home. And then you start hearing all of that. And my brother called and he's sick. My mama called and she's sick. Blah 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 blah. Blah, blah, oh, let me go to bed early. God ain't at bedtime yet. Instead, I come in, praise God, what you've been doing, praising the Lord, hallelujah. And you know what, y'all guys, don't come in all down and out and drugged down from work when your woman's been in there trying to keep her mind stayed on the Lord and start dumping all that garbage out in your living room and bring her down.
Amen.
Talking about secret place.
Yep.
Where we say, He is my refuge and my God. In Him will I trust.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when in reality, when I sat down, if I sat down and start thinking about reality in my life of not having Jesus, it almost sends fear across me.
Right.
Because He's my refuge. He's one I've leaned. I'm addicted to Him.
Amen.
I mean, I'm honestly telling you, I'm addicted to the Lord. I'm addicted to His presence.
Amen.
I mean, Travis, he's seen us outside the Lord a little bit. You know, he tells me every now and then, you and Mom wouldn't make it 2 or 3 weeks with you without Jesus. I said, no, we wouldn't, son. We just wouldn't. We can't stand one another without Jesus. We love each other, but we can't live together. I know y'all shocked. That's why he's my fortress.
Yes.
He's my refuge.
Yes.
He's my marriage covenant. He's my financial covenant. He's not a man that he should lie. He don't break covenant. And as long as we stay in covenant, we love the things that he loves and we want the things that he wants. And I mean, that's how he changes our whole nature. We want to love our wife as Christ so loved the church. We don't want to do things outside of God's will that would bring things on into our home that would cause destruction. That's just him in us. The Bible says it's God which works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for working in my marriage.
Amen.
My son has never raised his voice to me. My granddaughter kind of yelled at me before a little bit. I'm like, whoa, Travis ain't even done that. But you know what? I can go back to why I'm not bragging on me. I go back and I say, God, I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how, Lord. I see people in my family, you know, that didn't serve you, and I've seen how they was, and just anything goes and all that. I said, Lord, I need to know how to be a father. I need to know how to raise him in you, Lord. I need to know, Lord, I don't know how to be a father. How many knows? We need to seek the Lord. I need to know how to be a father. I need to know how to be a mother. I need to know how to be a grandparent. I need to know, Lord, how to be a good neighbor. Lord, I need that you trusted in him, yes, and let him be your refuge.
Yes.
And a good life is in serving Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I used to think it was weak. I honestly did. Because I'm not a weak guy. I wasn't a weak guy back yonder when I did drugs. I mean, you cross me, I'll pull a gun out, shoot your legs off, man. I mean, you know, just fortunate that the Lord looked over me. I'd have killed people and all kind of stuff back yonder, you know. And so when it comes down to into the kingdom of God, God began to say, that's not my way. You know, that's not my way. Love is my way. And so I thought, well, if I love, there are people just going, I mean, I had an image. Little short guy, don't mess with him. You know, because I thought, I'm dynamite in a small package, man. I think my daddy always told me that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So I thought, if I could just reach that chin, I'll jump up and reach that chin, pop it. They go down. And then when they land, I'm going to be on top of them, and I'm going to go down. You know, I mean, that's just the way I thought. But I didn't really realize you pop me in the head with a bullet, and I'm gone. I mean, a big two before, one punch, man. You know, you're out. You know, but God began to say, no, this is the way the world fights the battles.
That's right.
And they lose. They go to jail. They go to prison. They lose friends and family. Mm. He said, but my way is the way of love. And it takes a real man to serve me. I thought, man, I'm a real man. But I thought a real man was being, you know, just macho, whatever the case might be, you know. But a real man or a real woman serves Jesus. And they're meek and lowly. Jesus said, learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest.
Man.
See, some Christians are worse life out. They war, fight, quarrel, argue with people. They're, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. When the way of strength and power is love and peace. The Bible says, blessed is the peacemaker. It didn't say blessed is the one that cuts his neighbor out. But you just don't know how my neighbor is. Jesus did. He knew you was going to be messed up with them too. You know, he done figured your whole life out. He knows the ones that trust him and who don't.
That's right.
I can say I trust the Lord all day long, but you know what? God knows whether I really trust him or not.
Amen.
I can say, yeah, the Lord really takes care of me. But if I'm out there and I'm like, well, I don't really think he does. I can put on a front, but he knows my heart.
Amen.
He really knows whether you really trust him or not. And if you really trust him, you will have faith to back up what you trust in.
Amen.
People all the time try to get me in the government debate. He's your president. No, he's not. He's killing babies, making me pay for them. You want an abortion, pay for it yourself.
Man.
It ain't right for them to make me kill babies with my money.
Man.
That's murder.
Man.
In the Bible, it's murder. Well, a woman should have her own right. A woman does have her own right. She shouldn't have went and got pregnant.
Man.
You chose. Now you want to kill that baby.
True.
Because you're not able to take care of it. No, put it up and adopt it to somebody. There's people that love children, that want children. You know, I tell them, you know what? I'm not against a woman having an abortion. Go get one, but don't make the government make me Christian that I am against it. I am totally 100% against killing a little baby in the belly of a woman.
Right.
I'm against it. God's against it.
Right.
You know, and so I say, well, you know, start their own organization over there. If you want to kill babies, you want to get an abortion, get up your money and you go pay for it. Don't make me pay for killing babies. I said, he's the president of the United States of America. He don't represent me.
Right.
I'm not into politics. Half of the Republicans don't represent me. I represent that Bible.
Amen.
I represent what God is for. He hates divorce. He hates murder. Killing a human is murder. See, CNN ain't real clear. Fox ain't real clear on it. CNBC ain't clear. But this Bible is true. The Bible, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Amen.
That Bible is true. That Bible is the only way that me and you, in these dark days that we're coming up on, you think things are tough now? In the dark days that we're coming up on, the only way that we're going to know what is really truth and right is that Bible. We got that Bible, and we've got that Holy Spirit, and we're not deceived by their garbage. Well, they think we're lunatics. Well, are we lining up with the Bible? We're right.
Right.
If the Bible says love your enemy, and I'm loving my enemy, and somebody comes and says, well, if they did me like that, who's right? I am.
Right.
I'm going to love my enemy. If he beheads me, that don't make them right.
That's right.
Did you know these people get their heads cut off because they serve the Jesus me and you serve? It's not over here yet. If you let the world take over and run everything, you'll do away with church and Bible, and you'll do away with nonprofit organizations. You'll be taxed. The church will be taxed and all of that stuff. God, y'all are quiet. I'm better than CNN ever thought about being, bless God. Bunch of junk.
That's right.
Now I like Dunn Lennon. I don't care. I don't care who you like, really. Are they in line with the Bible?
Right.
Are they in line with the Bible? Is the devil in line with the Bible when he's trying to rule your life? No. He ain't in line with that Bible. He's telling you what a miserable mess your life is. Now, but the Bible says, those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wing and shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and take food of those.
Amen.
He delivers us. And from the noise of pestilence, go ahead. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. You know, I had some baby chicks. I used to raise chickens. I used to thigh them after I raised game chickens and all that. And after I got born again, I quit fighting, you know. But I did still raise game chickens. And so the game hens, you know, when they hatch those babies off, they're very, very, very protective. And I mean, they will get you. I've said, Travis, go dig the little babies. No, and that mama gonna get him now. I did it before. You know, she'll fog your head. If she comes up, she don't get your ankles down there. This one I had, she's coming up in your face, you know. But I'm sitting out there and I'm watching, and I'd get on the bucket and I would just watch them.
Yep.
And they'd be under mama and they'd stick their little head out, you know, and look around. And then I'd throw feed down and then she'd come up and they'd come out. I stood up, and when I did, they all run under mama. And she sat back down, and they got all quiet. And the Lord reminded me of Psalms 91.
Amen.
He said, see, that's the way I do you, son. I shield you. He said, when you dwell in that secret place, that place of faith in me, and you're not going to come out, and you're not going to turn, he said, you're like those little baby chicks. He said, I'm like that hen.
Amen.
He said, that's how I take care of my babies, my children. Talk about the church. Talk about people born again.
That's right.
He said, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth, what we're just talking about. The truth. The truth ain't truth because somebody speaks it out of their mouth.
Right.
The truth is God's word.
Amen.
God told me one time, he said, well, you know, it's just some people, it's inevitable that they get a divorce. I said, I won't think down their mind, buddy. I said, there's nothing impossible to those that believe. I said, now you can believe that lie if you want to. I said, that you just said to me is not going to be in my thinking ever.
Yeah.
I said, because the Bible says that all things are possible to those that believe. It don't say all things are possible likely. I said, but if I believe some divorces are just going to happen, then I'm going to have to preach in between that. I said, I'm not preaching in between that. I said, I'm going to stick with that word. God hates divorce. Moses gave a right to divorce because of the hardness of their heart. Period. Study your Bible. That's the only reason he gave a right to divorce. The hardness of heart. I know I'm boring you, but you need it. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth the noonday. Go ahead. 1,000 shall fall. Now, the Lord spoke to me this morning. And he said, remember that I said that there would be a falling away? I said, yeah, Lord, I remember. He said, we're in that time. He said, we're in that season of people because it started when COVID started. Started shutting the churches down. Statistics show that 70% of people ain't going back to church. That's bad.
Yeah.
But he said, take this to church this morning. 1,000 will fall, 1,000 will quit on my left side.
Right.
1,000 will quit on my right side. But it shall not come out of us.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. 1,000 will fall at your side. They'll quit. They'll fall away. 1,000 at your right, but it'll not come nigh you.
Amen. Praise God.
He says, all over your eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Amen.
See, the reward of the wicked is judgment. Mm-hmm. But the reward of the believer is the promises and the blessings of the Lord. But if we go in the way the world goes, we will get the reward the world gets.
That's
right. So I want to encourage you. Satan's turned it up. He turned it up. And now we ain't never had a fight. I've heard have people say, we don't ever get into an argument. I enjoy the ride. Thank God. Thank God. A year later, they're divorced, honey. We never have an argument. Y'all ain't went to eat together yet. Both of you wants to go to McDonald's every time because you like the French fries. Well, one of them wants curly fries and McDonald's ain't got it. And Arby's is the only one got it. And one of you don't want Arby's and the other one does. I mean, the devil will get right in the car with you on the way to Arby's.
Yeah.
Yep. Need to take me back home. I'm going to. Can I speed? See, this thing's happened.
Yep.
And it's all to pull us out of faith and away from the Lord.
That's right.
Where we ain't got no strength in time of battles. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you. Get stronger under pressure.
Yes.
So I got on somebody's nerves about abortion. I'm all over the world. I don't know. Read your Bible.
Amen.
About abortion. Read it. Study it. Look at it. Go find out what it says. I didn't write it. That's how come I'm against it. I'd like to kill them all before I got saved. Little snotty nosed brats running around everywhere having a fit in the grocery store. I'd like to kill half of my brothers. If you had 16 like I did, you'd want to kill some of them. Mm. You don't need to get but one yellow block a month. Because the rest of them get it before you can get to it because you want the little ones. Mom cooks a big pan of biscuits, you might get a half one. See, that Bible has to be the foundation for what we believe. Whether it's in our finances, our marriage, our friends, neighbors, church, ministry, grandkids, praise God. Tracy just, Travis sent me a text. I'll close with this. What was it Aubrey said?
She asked me if you really fast from food or not.
I've never talked to her about fasting. You'll be preaching here at church.
Amen.
How many know church is a good thing for them little kids?
Yes.
It's a good thing for their ears to be hearing.
Amen.
Some people told me before, well, some of them younger, they know more than what you think.
Yes.
They watch TV, they're smarter than what you think they are. They know about sex and all that. Yes. World's going to teach them.
That's right.
Satan's going to make sure of it. Yes. And you know what I thought, you know what? I've never even mentioned not fasting. So from now on, I'll mention to her, you want to fast with Papa? And she's going to ask me, what's it doing, Papa? I'm going to starve. No, it's not about that, baby. We're just going to take one little meal, and we're going to give it to Jesus.
Yep.
We're going to fast before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well,
you know what all I'm saying in that scene, she hears the preaching of the gospel. And although she's little, that seed is getting in her. Just like the word is seed to us.
Yes.
If we believe lies are going to be bound up in us. But if we believe truth, then the truth makes us free. Free from what? The bondages of Satan. The bondages of sin. The bondages of lack and poverty and sickness and disease and all of that stuff. And being weak and feeble. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise God. But you know what? You're going to stir yourself up in the Lord.
Amen.
You're going to have to come to the place to where you're just excited to get to church, not because you're dead, dear.
Right.
Eat, feed, praise and worship, thinking on the things of God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you this morning, Father.